Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome all. My name is Sister Shelley. I'm so honored to be with you and so grateful you joined. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freeluncheonprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Amen. Let's open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this 15-minute power message, and we pray your divine anointing over it. We ask that you open the hearts and minds of each of the listeners. Holy Spirit, you are in charge. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, family, do you have someone in your life that if they were gone tomorrow, you'd think, oh, man, I wish I had said, and I wish I had, et cetera. You have that moment of regret that they are no longer here for you to do something for them or do something with. Well, this reminds me of a quote by Maya Angelou that reads as follows. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. The title of today's message is Give Them Their Flowers Now. The principle behind this message is to encourage you to go honor, go uplift, go elevate those in your life while they're still here. At the funeral, it'll be too late. Tell them you're proud of them. Tell them you really like the peach cobbler they bring to the family reunion every year. Tell them how you look forward to hearing their laugh. Go tell your pastor you appreciate them. Give them their flowers now. We've all attended a homegoing funeral service where we're allowed, like 3 minutes to speak or give what I call honor flowers to the deceased. The person is no longer alive to hear the great comments, the accolades of praise and laughter bestowed on their behalf. Tomorrow is not promised. Give them their flowers now. Some of you are saying, well, no one ever acknowledges me. No one ever gives me my flowers. You don't know what someone is going through. And your words of love, your phone call, your flower arrangement can make their day. And then one day when you least expect it, when you need it, God will send somebody for you. Amen. Let's go to our Bible story. We're going to Kings chapter 4. I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 11, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Version. One day Elisha went unto Shunem, where a rich and influential woman lived, who insisted on his, meaning Elisha, eating a meal afterward. And whenever he passed by, he would stop there for a meal. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by continually. Let us make a small chamber on the housetop and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then whenever he comes to us, he can go up side stairs and rest here. One day he came and turned into the chamber and laid there. So he stayed overnight." So what just happened? She gave honor flowers to someone while he was alive. Someone she knew, someone she respected, someone she wanted to give honor to. Are you thinking of that person or persons you want to give honor flowers to? Mm-hmm. So in lieu of the Maya Angelou quote, "People never forget how you made them feel." Let's see how Elisha feels about what the Shunammite woman and husband did for him. I'm going back to 2 Kings, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 17 of that same chapter, of chapter 4. "And he, Elisha, said to his servant Gehazi," I'm going to say that one time, and for the remainder of this message, I'm going to call him Mr. G, so I don't mess it up. "Say now to her," the Shunammite woman, "you have been most painstakingly and reverently concerned for us. What is to be done for you? Would you like to be spoken for to the king or to the commander of the army?" She answered, "I dwell with my own people. I'm good." Later, Elisha said, "What then is to be done for her?" Mr. G answered, "She has no child, and her husband is old." And Elisha said, "Call her." And when Mr. G called her, she stood at the door. Elisha said to this Shunammite woman, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my lord, don't play with me, thou man of God. Do not lie unto thy handmaid." And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Glory to God. So the decision the Shunammite woman and husband made to honor the man of God, Elisha, in reality, sowed a seed for them to get something they had given up on. Honoring others is a way to sow a seed to how you'd like to be treated, and you don't know how God will have them return it to you. They'll never forget how you made them feel. Amen. Now, my personal street love story. So I had a cousin who experienced complications of lupus and needed a kidney transplant. She was also my hairdresser, and her and I had sons who shared the same birthday. I knew we had the same blood type, so I offered to donate. Well, she was believing one of her siblings would give her the kidney, and she had had this dream that her sister Shelly would be the donor. Well, the siblings that tested were not a match, and she ended up on dialysis and was just distraught and devastated that the dream she had of her sister Shelly giving her the kidney wasn't coming to pass. I looked at her when I was in the hairdresser chair one day, and I said to her, you know, my family calls me Shelly too. Well, I was tested and in 2001 donated my kidney. For the remainder of my life, I got my hair done for free, and she and her husband would randomly bless me with gifts and money for no reason other than to show me how I made them feel. Now I became her real sister Shelly. Amen. Glory to God. The street love action for this week for you, say this is for me, is for you to go show street love honor flowers to someone every day this week. Can you do it? Keep it simple. And remember, some people like displays of affection, and some people are private, but just give them their flowers now. Amen. In conclusion, just like the song says, every praise is due our God, every word of worship in one accord. I'm giving God his public praising him for you joining me today. I hope you were encouraged and that this message was a blessing to you. But of course, we can't end this message without giving you the opportunity to receive his son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? That bell is just for you and all those who accepted Jesus. Please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. We have a free gift for you. Just click the contact button and I'll send it right out to you. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Ecorse, River Rouge, Florida, California that I may give the compassion of God to? Amen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove, or you can listen to any of my messages at any time. All I ask is maybe if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. They may not go to church, but maybe they have 15 minutes to get an encouragement word. Amen. If you'd like to contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org, and you can do that. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, We thank you for your words of hope, love, and encouragement. I pray specifically for the listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. I love you, family. Have a great week. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah. God bless you.